Aye, take pa. I want to say common fat. Fantastic almost chewed me up. I thought they said when a couple lives together, they eventually become like siblings. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and we're planning on getting married. We literally do almost everything together. Last week, whilst we were together, I farted. He was so disgusted at my act that he sent me out of his house. He eventually broke up with me because of common fart now. I want him back. I didn't know he would take it that serious. Hashtag candid. Share your thoughts with me. 0548841039 0548841039. You can call or send your WhatsApp number 0302216568 0302216568 0302216567 0302216568 0302216567. Give me a call. I want to understand why the guy would do that. So all the 3 years, as you guys have been hanging out, spending time, she has never done that before. Or Chale, it spoiled them. What exactly? Were you upset? And I say, no, like, you know, there's more to it. Or it's just me. Must say, I should keep quiet. 0302216568 0302216567. I'm Kelly. And hello, Kelly. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Kelly, talk to me.
Charlie, some jokes are expensive. Sometimes you take things for joke, but some people take it serious. So
he
should know the guy well. If you are saying you are living with someone for the past 3 years, you have to know what he likes and what he does not like. You get me? So sometimes we take things for joke, but the things that we joke about, some people take it serious. So she have to know the guy is with and he's going to marry in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You are doing this thing to him and he's upset. That means you don't know who you are with.
Yeah.
Or what I'm saying, I'm not making sense. Because
you are. It depends. We should know what would take somebody off and what wouldn't.
People like 1 month and they can know the person. But
yeah.
People can live like 12 years, 10 years with the person. They don't know the person they are living with.
You're not. That means you're not paying attention to who you are with.
So the small details with you staying with the person.
Mm-hmm.
She have to take that things in consideration. Because if not, so she will go into a different relationship and it will happen again.
But is it possible that she will get the guy back?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure because just you've
ruined it.
A person sacking you from his house.
Pardon.
Serious.
Yeah.
Serious. It's
okay.
Very, very serious.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. I will. And now, Nana Kwesi on the line. Hello, Nana Kwesi. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm alive.
I can tell. Come, go and look for the full place that you've been going to. The one I saw you at the last time, no. Nana Kwesi.
Let her go back.
Nana Kwesi, share with me. What do you think?
Familiarity shouldn't select you with sight of what is a dislike of your partner. Doesn't matter how long you've been together. The point is that somebody do not like this thing. Just don't go pinching them in that way and expect that they'll be okay with it. Because you've been together for, 3 years. The guy, all this while, doesn't mean that they've not had some of these conversations. This is a big deal to him. You see, we are different people. There are some people you fart and they will just laugh about it and move on. However, it shows that this guy is not the type who entertains some of these things. I think breaking up on it's too extreme. It's something that if they've not had that conversation before, you see, it's different if you told the person that you don't like this thing and they keep doing it, you know, and it's different also when they've not had that kind of conversation at all. Now it has happened. So to me, I would say it should have been room perhaps open the ground for them to have the conversation about it, that these things, I don't like it. Then going forward, they know how they are moving. So why go with someone? So like the things that make them sick, the things that make them angry, don't go with them and think that they should be okay with it because you've been together for how long. That things, you know, the years, and it doesn't matter. What matters is how it will make them feel when you do them. Do you understand?
So yeah, I do.
Maybe you should just talk to the guy and if something will happen. If the guy says no, I should just move on with her life.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But does that mean that she doesn't know the person she was with?
Well, if she's talking in front of him and the guy is reacting, then it means probably they've not gotten there yet. They've not had that conversation. And I say maybe she knows the kind of things that makes the guy sick in a bad way. However, this is not one of them. Do you understand? So I'm thinking,
yeah, I do.
I'm thinking if it happened that he knows, then it's a different conversation. But if she doesn't know, then I'll say it's okay for the guy to be angry about it. But let's say it's over like that, then I think it's to the extreme. Because if she doesn't know, then you have the conversation with the person. Tell her these things, I don't like them, so please don't do it again. You bore, you talk, you move on. If subsequently she keeps doing it, then you have cause to say, tell her this, and I think you are not going to stop. So let's break up. Do you understand?
But I do.
But call it off like that, if she doesn't know, then tell her you are not, as much as you meet you, I mean, like I said, bore, then have the conversation, don't do it again. Then you move on with your relationship.
Okay.
Anyway, everybody is different, so you can't mm-hmm. tell how they mm-hmm. do it or not. So
yeah.
You should just go back and talk to the person. If he's not bad enough, you just let him be, Charlie.
Yo, Nana, thank you so much. Knife is too short. Knife is too short. Yes, thank you, my dear. 0302216568 0302216567 0548841039. Please keep your messages coming through. 0302216568 Now, I think dumping the girl or breaking up with a lady was just too harsh. Am I being a little, you know, like, am I holding grief for the girl or something? Or you think that was the best thing? Or there's more to it? That's the reason why the guy decided, okay, get out of my house. And a week later, it's over between us. 0302216568 0302216567 0548841039 I have Eric on the line. Hello, Eric. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Eric, please go ahead. Tell me that if you were in his shoes, would you have, like, you know, broken up with her, or is it just too much?
Well, I would say the guy. No, I wouldn't like, I won't break up with her.
Mm-hmm.
I won't break up with her. But maybe the guy is too childish. This is natural. It's a natural something, okay? Fact. It's a fact. It's a natural something. We can't stop fact. Sometimes when you are in a vehicle, it just comes unannounced, okay? And because of just a single fact, and you tell me you are leaving the lady, I can boldly say that as a when you're the old parent, you know. Do you get it?
I do, Eric.
When you're the old parent, because using a natural something, not an in, like any other washer dampo, it's not intentional, unintentional, and I'm not sure it's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the first time, and then you tell her that you are breaking up with her. You won't listen. That means when you're the open view, because you didn't go in down the story or say they stayed for some time.
3 years. They've been dating for three. So the 3 years, no. That's what I'm asking. Say, like, Eric, you understand me. 3 years, no. She's never done that before, or what?
3 good years. I am saying this lady should focus and then move on. Me, I don't see the point why she's begging and begging and begging. You know, she should be bold, though it's kind of yeah, sometimes you eat fufu with soup and then forget the receipt. You see,
yeah.
But don't forget. The guy knows. He's deliberately doing what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. The lady should move on. Me, I don't see the point why she's begging. I'm a guy, and I know what the guy is doing. You
okay.
Get it?
Yes, Eric.
Yes, you should move on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. So, you see, it's not that people are crazy, but people are actually saying, actually, the guy knows that he knows what he's doing. He's up to something. Like, you know, it's just not, it's not like, the thing is, if it was intentional, she'd have said, oh, I was joking with him. But she didn't say that she intentionally did it. Because I feel like women have an issue with that. 0302-216-568, 0302-216-567, 0548-841039. Give me a phone call. 0302216568 0302216567 0302216567 0302216567. This is what we're discussing. I thought they said when couples live together, they eventually become like siblings. Oh, okay. I have Obibini on the line. Hello, Obibini. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine, man.
Yeah. Obibini, go ahead. What do you think about this situation? Yes, please.
The guy, I don't know what to say.
It's too rash.
Yeah.
Or harsh.
Yeah. It's too rash. Nah. By the way, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much, dear. Thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day to your wife, too.
Because for that, I called.
That's the reason why you called.
Yeah, I want to wish you.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you so much, Obibini. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I saw you last time in your car.
Ah.
Yeah. You are my area. I know. Now, you are laughing.
Thank you so much.
I know. You are in my area. Yeah, I don't want to talk. One day I will talk.
You stop me, eh? Yes. Please do. Please stop me, okay?
One day I'll stop you.
Yes, sir. Please do. Please go ahead and stop me, pa. I'll be very happy. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Nah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be reading my love to your wife. Tell her I said happy Mother's Day, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my darling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Everybody is saying like it was just a harsh treatment. Share your thoughts with me. 0548-841039 0302216568 0302216567. I thought they said when a couple lives together, they eventually become like siblings. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and we're planning on getting married. We literally do almost everything together. Last week, whilst we were together, I farted. He was so disgusted at my act that he sent me out of his house. He eventually broke up with me because of common fart. Now, I want him back. Now, I didn't know he would take it that serious. 0302216568. Hey, people are breaking up because of someone too, because of fasting. Hey, Rade. Hello, Joshua. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you too?
I'm doing fantastic. Joshua, what do you think about this situation?
Well, I kind of resonate so much with that guy.
But, why?
I think the only place is the call for the breakup. Hmm? I've always said that I would love things to be done in a particular way.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, because I know myself, would have had this conversation long before now. So I'm surprised that they have been living for years and they've not had this conversation. I'll be surprised. Otherwise, if I'm putting myself in the guy's shoes, that means probably when it happened and he even said, probably there was a way the lady probably took it, like, oh, what is this? It's nothing. Why can't you take just a simple joke?
Yeah.
You know, some people don't take things lightly, like myself. Like, I know myself too well. So I would have reacted if I was in the guy's shoe. But for the call for the breakup, that one, I think it was to the extreme, especially somebody you love. That's where I don't agree with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would have spoken about it. Then it means it shouldn't happen again. Because it's foul smell. I mean, I heard somebody say that it's uncontrollable.
Sometimes it's uncontrollable.
Sometimes, nah, it's good you said sometimes. But, I mean, we can't sit in a meeting room or in an... And do you say it's you with your partner?
Mm.
I understand. But, I mean, the things you play with are the things you would do outside. You try eating subtly or... like making noise once you're, you do it in an executive place. It will happen unconsciously. So sometimes we probably need to fine tune some of these things. Just have a conversation about it. Those mm-hmm. are relationship goals and marriage goals. And I think everything should be fine. So for the call for the breakup, I disagree. But some of these things should be looked at. My opinion.
Okay.
Thank you very
much. Wait, Joshua, before you run out, eh?
Yes,
do you think there's a way she could get him back?
That one, like I said, their relationship goals would probably define it.
Mm.
You know, there are some things that they would do that haunts them. So if this one is the one that separates them, she should know by now the things that bring them together. If you know how to catch him at work, how to surprise him, probably he's a spontaneous type. He likes surprises. You might want to catch those sights of him. I'll just leave it for them, because it will look like they will have to know the personal sides of them that brings them together, the bonding side. So for me, my advice is probably she should look at that side.
Okay.
And then they should work it out going forward.
Okay.
It should be fine.
Okay, Joshua.
All
thank
right.
you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you. Too.
Enjoy your afternoon. So let me get into the studio. I'm here with Nia Ken.
Hello.
Confused Ken, baby. Good afternoon, darling.
Good
Everybody
afternoon.
Is joining us.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Happy,
see.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank
first.
You, darling. No, you forgot it. So
yeah,
that
yeah.
means you owe me extra chocolate. Yeah. But
don't worry about
and
it.
I'm here with what dude. There's a reason why I chose the two of you, because I think the age difference, so my thought is different.
Yeah.
But women feel insecure about these things. Some women do.
Yep.
Even me, safe. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Charlie, I go run, go the bathroom, go. But is it always that you can keep yourself? And why would he do that?
You let me start. You can't control. I'm sure maybe the girl has controlled it for like a very long time. And if you keep it, if you continue keeping it, it will get to a point you can't control it again. It will just
mm-hmm,
come out.
Mm-hmm.
But in her message, she was like, I didn't know
he would take it that serious.
So I'm
yeah.
sure she wanted to have that kind of environment. I'm sure she has been keeping it almost every time, so that she doesn't feel comfortable keeping it. So
mm-hmm.
she wanted to have that kind of space where she can just be releasing it anytime the guy is around and all that. Like, because, you know, if it gets too much and you are even walking, it just
comes out.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's something. But then I feel like the guy has a reason for breaking up with the girl, not because of the fat.
Really?
Yes.
Or probably there are things that she's done along the line that he's
yes.
tired of.
Because you can't just, because of fat, come on, it's well, like, come on, fat. It's something natural. You can't blame someone for that. We do it every time. Yeah, I've done it in front of whoever I'm with before. I don't even care.
And what did the lady say?
She was just laughing. She was like, why did I do that? And I was like, it's not my fault. It's something natural. But you can't do it every time. That is it.
Yeah.
You can't do it every time with the person. So right now you've learned from it. If the guy takes you back, it means you can't do it in front, like when the guy's around.
Yeah.
But right now, with the guy saying this thing, the girl should just forget about the boy.
She forget. It's yeah. 3 years old.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Seven years. It went away.
Ah.
Yeah. 3 years is nothing.
3 years is nothing.
Mm.
Or you say God is trying to save her from a situation.
Because let's say the guy will take you back. You do a little mistake right now, and the guy will just be like, and I feel like the guy is petty.
He's petty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there are some things you can just ignore.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm with my girl farts right now, I'll just laugh. Just forget about it. It will be a memory between us and all those things. Like,
yeah.
Yes, little things count.
Okay.
But the guy is being petty.
He's being petty.
Yeah.
You don't like it, you say, but the drastic breakup is
yeah,
too much.
Yeah, there's a reason behind the breakup.
There's a reason. It could be what? Another girl or something else?
Yeah, I'm sure there's another girl. Or maybe he's just tired of the girl. Because 3 years, and then living with, you're not married, you're still in a relationship.
Yeah, but you come and go, you live in his house,
yes.
you go sometimes.
Maybe he's tired, he's just tired of the girl, that is it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It could be a possibility.
Yep.
Wow. Please keep your messages coming through. 0548-841039. 0548-841039. Social media handles are HIT1039. We're live on Facebook. Let me share with you if you just joined us. I thought they said when couples live together, they eventually become like siblings. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years and we were planning on getting married. We literally do almost everything together. Last week whilst we were together, I farted. He was so disgusted at my act that he sent me out of his house. He eventually broke up with me because of common fat. Nah, I want him back. Nah, I didn't know he would take it that serious. The breakup is too much. But if you're getting married, you're planning on getting married with someone. Isn't this like, you know, the period where you should be getting used to each other? What do?
So I think we can look at this from three different angles.
Okay.
Yeah. So the easiest one would be that the guy found someone else, so he wants a way to push you out. Because
uh-huh.
that's the, if you look at, if
it
you read the story,
yeah.
that's the common thing to arrive at.
Mm-hmm.
He found someone else, so he just wanted something, because farting in front of someone shouldn't be that huge of a deal
mm-hmm.
to break up
yeah.
with someone. And the second one is, you've been with the guy for 3 years. So at least you should know what he likes and dislikes. Someone like me, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I won't break up with you.
But at least you say something.
Yeah, but I won't break up with you. Maybe I'll be pissed for a few days, some hours or something. But to the extent of breakup, and I've been with you for 3 years, I don't think that should be the reason why we break up.
Yeah.
Even sometimes people stay with their boyfriends for 3 years and they cheat, but they still be with them.
Yeah.
Because you are the person I want to be with forever or something. Mm-hmm. So, and the last one would be that maybe it's possible that it's part of the girl's love language to be farting in front of the boyfriend.
Oh, is that the love language?
Yeah. It's just like pillow fights. Pillow fights are some people's love language.
but
so maybe farting in front of her boyfriend to shows love for her boyfriend or something.
Shows love for her
so
boyfriend.
So she explained to the, if she's listening, she should explain to the boyfriend that maybe I thought it's a sign of love, but it wasn't. So I beg, forgive me, and let's continue.
But with the guy being petty like this, would he?
No. So for me, the easiest conclusion is he found someone else. It happens. Nick can tell you.
He just finds something to cover up.
Because like, maybe if you are planning to get married, and that means we've gotten to the highest level, like 90% or 80%.
Yeah.
But we are planning to get married.
Yeah.
So that means you are making preparations.
Yeah.
So then to come to my place and then fart, and I feel it's disgusting, and I'll send you out of the house. That's too much.
She even said they literally do almost everything together. She means the bath.
Unless maybe the farting is continuously. But in the story, that's not how it is. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. In the story, that's not how
it
is.
First time or so.
So we assume it's just the first time. It's just once.
Ah.
The only reason is he found another girl.
You think so?
And this is where sometimes, you see, like people say you have to marry someone you know and all that. Because if you find someone fresh, you are now coming to start another three years of studying the person, going back and forth, and probably maybe you might see the person might have different lifestyle from your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So you might now be tempted to go back to your girlfriend after you've regretted and all that.
Yeah.
But I think they can find a solution with this one. Because it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal at all.
So that's what I'm saying. The problem is the guy is talking to someone.
Oh, he doesn't want to get married, and he just found it.
Yes, that's another angle. It's possible too that he doesn't want to get married, so he wants to say, "I'm breaking up with you," so that if you come back, if later he accepts you back, you not talk about the marriage. You just be with him quietly for the time being.
Yeah.
Quiet before you don't want to mention marriage, then he get pissed off that. Then if you want marriage, I can't do the marriage. Let's break up or something.
Yeah.
That's another angle.
Hey.
Angle.
Because I can't understand this one. Because sometimes even amongst friends, people will fart and they go like, "Wait, it was new."
Yeah, and we laugh.
It's not, or maybe the fart was something else. See, I'm sure someone called the person was like, "I'm sure it's how the girl
responded, acted about it, like, you know,
like
some girls
will be like,
"Oh, I mean, this one,
yes,
but just apologize instantly, just apologize and
tell her, you even laugh. If it's me, I did it in front of my girl, I'll just laugh. I'll be like, "Oh, so me, I've done that several times on campus and stuff." Me, I did me
in front of your friends or your girls,
girls, you know, it'll be funny. It's not like, so I used to take this supplement, right? This mask gain, I didn't know. So anytime I'm sleeping, it makes me fat, right? There was this mask gainer that really makes you, and it was normal. I researched about it, and I was like, it's something normal.
Yeah.
So I spent the night at my girl's place on campus and stuff. But that whole night,
but I feel like if you fart, is it not cleaning your system
because
or something?
When
gas
is trapped in your system, and you
can't keep it.
It's painful, and you end up getting gastritis.
Yeah.
And it's a very painful situation to go through.
So with this issue.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of question marks and a lot of angles to look at. And the only one that makes sense is
there's somebody.
Yeah.
Or he's seen
someone else, or he doesn't want to get married. I think these two are very, very strong.
But why would you let go of 3 years of knowing someone? You guys have done
it.
Let go because of fat. Excuse me to say this. Yeah. Someone will say, "Oh, nah, you are making it look like it's trivial," but it's just a natural thing, a natural phenomenon that happens.
Yeah.
Why would you let go of something beautiful, or the relationship wasn't good at all?
So you see, right now we can't really, because this is what we are
dealing with, what
the lady said.
Yeah.
So what I think the lady should do is just apologize. If you apologize and he doesn't want to accept you back, you just move on with life.
But then
I feel her pain.
Like, I feel her pain. It will be serious, because we are literally about to get married. Like, to get married, and I'm breaking up with me because
the most painful thing will be maybe she has already spoken to her friends about it.
Her family knows about it. So when they ask, what's wrong? Dude? Oh my, yeah, Jayo, I didn't meet. No, it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah, how am I going to explain to my father? Oh,
so you see, initially, if you tell this to your mom, she wouldn't believe. She would think maybe you did something else, but you don't want to. But if she goes deep inside and she finds, this is the reason, you say, and a boy,
yeah, that's why I say he's petty. Because this is, to me, I'll just laugh with whoever, if it's my partner, I'll just laugh with you and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Another reason is maybe the fat was Charlie.
It was bombastic.
It was like air freshener. So, and you finish and you won't apologize and you be angry that this is nothing.
It would depend.
But you should be pissed off for a while, for some hours, for days.
Not for days. How can you be bored?
That's
for days.
If she's gone crowded, the following day call her
exactly.
And just tell her that Charlie.
Unless he doesn't love her.
Mm. But then that's, you want to build that kind of space. It's nice to have that kind of space.
But if you don't love someone, you don't be with them for 3 years.
Oh, wait, what, dude?
No.
Wait, hold on. Okay.
If you don't love someone,
wait. Let me.
Especially because if she's coming to your place all the time
and she stays over,
it can't be only last.
Wait, what, dude? It's you that will stick to one girl and it's 3 years. You and the person are dating and you like the person. But there are some people who can pretend. Meanwhile, once the person is dating you, they had somebody else on the side that they were serious with.
Yeah.
You so as you the days that
but
you show
this
up,
this one always comes to your place.
Yeah.
To sleep over.
Yeah.
I think if it's last, the person will just come do whatever you want, then the person will leave.
Oh, yeah,
but to sleep with you overnight and do other
plan
things.
For
marriage again.
The guy is petty. No matter what, I feel he's matured, right? But then his mind is not doing so.
No, he's not ready for marriage.
Yeah,
I'm sure maybe
his guys are ready for marriage. Charlie, they left the party early.
Because
there are more.
If you marry her, there are some responsibilities and some things
you
wouldn't be able to do and all that. So maybe
that's the reason why.
Maybe that could be another reason why he's breaking up with her.
After reading it, I'm in.
But you could just go the straight way.
Yeah.
Like tell the girl plain, be honest with her.
Yeah, okay.
So that you see how she'll take it. That this and this is happening.
I don't want to.
So I'm not ready right now.
Yes.
But if you want, you can still be in a relationship then.
We can.
With time, maybe you.
We can get there.
Then I think that one would have made more sense.
Okay.
The girl will at least understand. Even with that, it will be like still he's seeing someone, but at least. He has given a reasonable excuse rather than this fat excuse.
Yeah, someone. Let me bring some of the messages in there. My guys are trying to be detective. They've done everything possible. Good afternoon. I hope you are fine. This is Pretty Priscilla from Tema. Today's topic is somehow funny. But it's serious. But the girl did not do well. At least she should have said she should have excused herself so she can do it elsewhere. But not where her boyfriend is sitting. I love Sam. My stomach is burning me. I think the guy has already run out of love and just wanted an opportunity to break up with her. Because breaking up with her because of common facts is not logic. Even everybody will break up. Because we all laugh at it and move on. The guy is behaving too supernatural. I think the girl should move on because he's going to break her heart in the future too. With just this. Mieta breakup. Wow. My listeners are crazy. Actually, the guy was waiting for an opportunity to get rid of the girl long ago, and the devil in the relationship brought this up. But come to think of it, fart is not common. Benjamin Clinton from Tema. Good afternoon to you, Benjamin. Let me bring some of the messages on XM at Bill Bremman says, you may be Rihanna or Thames, but you fart and laugh in front of me, we're done. My guy be that. He doesn't take nonsense. Young Wale, hey darling, staying with him for 3 years at least, she should know his likes and dislikes, and perhaps this is nothing for him to call for a breakup with her. She should ask him well. Maybe there's something he's not telling her. Okay, that's what the guys are saying. I believe that one. Cersei says, some jokes are expensive, but the guy should forgive her. Why? Chef Blogger says, good afternoon. Now this one day she will explain Tayo, because it's like what turns the guy off. But at least for some small reason, I think the guy will accept her, but it will take time, so she should give the guy some space for now. Okay. Kofi Awotre says, one thing I hate be this. Okay, there are some guys who don't like this at all.
Yeah.
Bright K Winner says, it's not common. Respect yourself. Okay. Lord knows at Drips Waddle says, he says this is nonsense. Wow. At Bra A01 says, why would you do that? But I think he wanted you out long time ago.
Yeah.
Majority is carrying the vote too.
Yeah.
Majority is carrying the goods. Because everybody say he just wanted to leave. At Gabas Israel says, oh, just that, bro, no, they try crowd. There's another reason for the breakup. Oh, okay, so the men are all decoding and saying that yeah. there's more to it. It's not about the farting or releasing gas. Yeah. It's the fact that probably he wanted you out a long time ago. He just used that to sack you.
And from the comments, you can see nobody's really on the guy's side.
Yeah.
Maybe the person says he doesn't like the fat. Yeah. But he won't say, I'll break up with you.
Yeah.
Or he won't say, I would love to break up with you. And I think to go, me, for instance, personally, if I'm going to go with a girl for 3 years, this won't be the reason why.
Yeah. You break up with the person.
Unless I come and find someone on top of you. Yeah, that one there.
You end the relationship. I'm not for
so no. That one, even yeah. that's what I'm saying, even in the 3 years, maybe we've got to a certain level that,
like,
if you're even cheating without me noticing, it's fine. Or maybe I'll just see some text, be flirting with someone, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of you, and
that I can one, break that up. One but is farting drastic.
Farting, I don't farting, think. It will be the reason why I'll break up.
Yeah, it's not a reason. It's not
unless,
a major reason.
Unless it's a habit.
But if it's a habit, it will be normal.
No, if it's a habit, it's different. Like today, you come to my day, the next day, continuously. Oh, no, that one there. If that was a story, I would have sided with the guy.
You'd have sided with
the
guy.
But the girl is a habit. It's habitual thing.
But
it's a one-time thing.
But is this something that if you're in a long-term relationship with, you need to tell the person about these things? Like, you know,
I'll tell you to be yourself. It's nice to be yourself and all that.
Yeah.
I don't care about it.
There's another thing that you should be able to play with your boyfriend. And all
yes.
That. But there's pillow fight. Pillow fight is okay.
No, why you keep going to the pillow fight?
I feel like he did that yesterday. That's what I'm talking about.
No, there's somebody listening that he wants a person to know that it's pillow fights that I like.
No, pillow fights is cool.
Yeah, that one makes
sense. Okay, that's what I'm saying. No, probably the girls, in a previous relationship, they were doing fat fight.
No, see, it's not easy, but you know, not everybody that likes pillow fight. I did a pillow fight with a girl, right? She ended up crying. She said, I'm beating her with a pillow too
but
hard.
It's true.
You cry out of love.
Oh, come on,
yeah, you cry out of
but
love.
But then, farting is something is natural, the guy has someone else, the guy is seeing someone.
Well, yeah, like it's farting
because even if I'm trying to get rid of someone and I text you 10:30 and reply me 10:32. That 2 minutes, what are you using for? Use that as an excuse and break up.
Yeah, okay. That's also true.
But should she waste her time? I'm saying waste because listening to what majority of the guys have sent,
yeah.
and majority of messages are coming from guys, and what they've called in and said. I say wasting of time because all of you keep saying that there's somebody there, there's something, he's being petty. Guys, I'll be upset, but I won't break up with you. It's too much. Maybe I'll call you back and tell you so and so and so, so you know how to live with me. Do you think she said she wants him back. Do you think she should waste her time and go get him back?
If she keeps insisting it's not working, there's no point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I think the best idea is since their family knows that like they're about to get married and stuff, you should try and sit them down, the guy's family,
involve
and tell them, oh, this is the problem, this is what's happening right now. Then we listen to the family side.
It'll be funny.
It'll be stupid.
That family meeting, the gathering to come and talk about.
The girl said we're shy.
No, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. But then she should just do that and just relax. If it's still the same thing, then Charlie, 3 years is nothing. 7 years can have even said goodbye.
Just move on in life.
10 years. It wasn't said it was 10 years.
Move on in life.
Just move on.
I don't think maybe she's too old or something. Maybe like be a young
lady. But like Nana Kwesi said, life is too short.
Yeah.
To be all worried about somebody who couldn't understand the fact that probably it was a natural phenomenon. Or probably you wanted to feel comfortable around him. Because women can be insecure about fasting or shay. Hey. You don't know women that will wake up early before you wake up if we sleep at your place and brush your teeth and come and lie down.
Yeah.
Think about it. A woman who sleeps over at your place, who goes to the bathroom, go and brush her teeth.
Yeah.
And come and lie by you, even do small something on her face. She doesn't look ugly in the morning.
Yeah.
Would freely do that and be okay with it. Think about it.
You know that she has really suffered. And just one day she was like, nah, let me just try it and see.
I'm sure the girl maybe every time she excuses and she'll go out and go and do it.
But then she was supposed to like, Charlie, make her just do it. You dare not be anything.
Bruh, oh dear, yeah, why? But thank you guys so much for joining this conversation. I wanted I just wanted to know what, because I know you go with anything and then you don't mind. Hey. Him, he's very
kilo
five.
Kilo five.
But this conversation has been interesting, and I like how all the guys are telling the truth. The truth we say, there's somebody there. So probably he's trying to get rid of you, or he's not ready to get married. Sweetheart, if all the guys are singing the same tune, I think you shouldn't, you know, bother yourself going back and, you know, working out a relationship with somebody who can't take a common phenomenon that is fat, passing out gas. So if you get married and then you have running tummy, what will he do? If you're married and then you have a runny